Hi, this is Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting, CombinedHosting.com, and Pro Video Coalition. We're making one of the most exciting of several test recordings of the quality of the new AI micro interface device, which Rode sent to me from Australia for review. As I explain in the article which accompanies this recording, the AI micro is the successor of the extremely powerful SE6L, which, outside of my articles, had very little coverage. The AI micro works with some more platforms and solves more issues than with the original SE6L. This particular test recording is being done with a handheld dynamic microphone using a special cable that connects from XLR to TRS while blocking the very low bias voltage or plug-in power, since many manufacturers, including Shure and Sony, have warned that this low bias voltage or plug-in power can damage dynamic microphones, which is not normally the case with 48-volt phantom power, which is not required for dynamic microphones, but in most cases won't hurt them. I am using this special cable since so far, Rode hasn't given us the option to deactivate the low bias voltage or plug-in power via software, the way many audio recorders do in menus or via a switch. With this handheld dynamic microphone, the recording level is very low, even at maximum gain setting. It's currently well below the recommended levels, but we'll hear how it sounds after normalization, since all of these test recordings will be normalized to the same LUFS levels before publication. The fact that this recording is being made at 24-bit should allow for a cleaner signal even after the software amplification, which will happen during normalization in Hindenburg Journalist Pro. The purpose of each one of these tests is to determine how clean the preamp and A to D or analog to digital converter work in the new AI micro. All tests are being made on my Google Android, which is model Pixel 4a. The quality of the AI micro would be the same whether it were connected to an iPhone via Lightning or via a USB cable to an Android phone, tablet, or a computer. In all of these recordings, I am using the Rode Reporter app for Android, which was recently updated to version 1.1.11 on November 16, 2021. This new update makes the app compatible with the AI micro interface. I applaud Rode, since when recording uncompressed WAV files, the Rode Reporter app and the AI micro continue to work exclusively at our absolute standard of 48 kHz audio sampling frequency, and with 24-bit resolution or depth. See 48kHzAlliance.com for more information. One new important feature in the Rode Reporter app are the modes to record combined, separate or stereo. To record stereo, one would connect a stereo microphone to input 1, which is not part of this test. Before now, with the Rode Reporter app, we needed to handle the two mic inputs as fake stereo, and we didn't have independent gain control for each input, just one gain level control. Now, with the separate mode in the Rode Reporter app, each input has a separate gain control, which is something that I had requested years ago. We also have the option of activating a high-pass filter, aka low-cut filter, with the options to set it to roll off either at 75 or 150 Hz. For this recording, I am using input 1 in separate mode. In post-production, I'll eliminate track 2 and publish only a single channel. With this handheld dynamic microphone, I don't hear any rumble in my headphones, so I am not using the filter at all. The most important difference with each of these test recordings is to hear how clean the preamp is in the AI micro interface and with different types of microphones. I am hearing myself latency-free as I record, via the side tone offered by the AI micro's headphone output. Even though we have a low level from this microphone, when I set it to the maximum, I can still hear myself very well in the headphones. This option can be shut off within the Rode Reporter app if desired. By the way, I have determined that regular phone calls are compatible with the AI micro, at least with Android, so if you make or receive a standard telephone call just before or after making a production, you can do so with your professional microphone and headphones. Ahead, I'll read our standard text to test microphones, preamps, and A to D converters, but first, will have about 11 seconds of silence courtesy of your local library to test for system noise, which is very different from background noise. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Article 3. My translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repetimos, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.